We continue our education prayer focus. Today we are going to cover school support staff. You probably heard the phrase, it takes a village to raise a child. In education, it takes a community of people to teach a student. So often when we think to pray for school personnel, we forget the supporting staff. People who have titles like administrative assistant, the one parents often communicate with first. The encumbrance clerk who takes care of payroll and billing. The school nutritionist, cook, cafeteria crew who provide meals, often for breakfast and lunch and even snacks for pre and after school care. Then there's the paraprofessional and teacher's aides trained to assist teachers. The school nurse, computer technician, bus drivers, custodians, and maintenance workers. They are usually overlooked, some part-time, and often deal with the students on a whole different level. Will you stop and pray for these people who support students in various ways? So, Father, we lift up this group of people. We thank you, Lord, for their... We appeal to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, that all of us agree with one another in what we say, and that there be no divisions among us, but that we would be perfectly united in mind and thought. So we lift up the administrative assistant, the one who's the most important position in the entire school. They do the day-to-day operations. They happen to know most of the people. They're the person who communicates most often with parents. We pray communication goes well, that their job answering phones, mailing letters, organizing files, and a host of other things, it goes seamlessly, and that they're able to get things done despite all the interruptions. We pray, God, for good administrative assistance, screens for the school administrator to make their job easier. And we pray, God, that they will bring joy and peace. Pray for Christian ones as well. For the encumbrance clerk, it has a difficult job, not only in charge of payroll and billing, but a host of other financial issues to account for every penny that the school spends and receives. We pray for them to be organized and stay current with all the laws dealing with school finance and to treat the money well and with integrity and high morals. The teacher aid assistants and the paraprofessionals, where they make copies, grade papers, work with small groups of students, contact parents, and a variety of other tasks. And the paraprofessional actually helps special ed teachers with their day-to-day things, particularly students who are struggling and need that one-on-one care while the teacher works with the others. We pray over the school nurse, grant them wisdom, direction, that nurturing, how to handle the different things that they face. We pray that they're able to keep the records appropriately, and when they see students, they would treat it properly and not refer them to places, especially the LGBTQ and that kind of craziness. So they would just deal with the physical issue and send them on to higher places if they can't. We pray for the computer technician, that they would be able to keep all the technical things running well and be creative. And again, keep students from going anywhere with any device that would be unsafe. We pray, God, for the cooks and all those that are involved with that, nutritionists, etc., that they will provide healthy food options for the students and less of the bad ones, less sugar and more protein and things that will encourage the students to be the best that they can in the healthiest of ways. For the custodian and the maintenance to be able to clean up everything quickly without an issue and be able to fix things as they break, lighting, heating, and keep everything going. And we especially pray for the bus driver. Not that the others aren't important, but with all the cars on the roads that have been traveling at speeds inappropriate, that they would be safe. The students in the bus would be safe. Students wouldn't act up in the bus. They'd have good bus management with the students that are on there. And we pray, Father, they'd be able to get the students to and from their places, and they too will be able to get to and from where they need to in the mighty name of Jesus. We covered their equipment, the bus itself, with the blood. And we thank you, God, that whom you are greater than all things. You are the source of everything, and we thank you that you can provide for the needs of the school through the support staff. In Jesus' name.